Hello to everyone. Thank you for opening this audio file. My name is Vito Leo from BIMS Seminars. I'm the founder of this small training company. As you probably know from the website or announcement, we organize two trainings. We call those BIMS 1 and BIMS 2. BIMS 1 is a two-day seminars dedicated to injection molding. I've been presenting this seminar for 14 years now, with a total of about 1,500 participants so far. BIMS 2 is a brand new seminar, which just started a few months ago. It is dedicated to mechanical properties of polymers. And it is also a 2 days session. The reason for this audio file is not only to briefly introduce the content of the seminars, but it is mostly to make sure some of you who are typically non-English native speakers can get an idea of the language I'm going to use and make sure they will understand the presentations. I know from the organizers in Germany, from Sympatec, that many of our potential German participants are a bit afraid to participate to this seminar. Of course, I apologize of not speaking German. English is my third language. I'm Italian and I live in Belgium, where I speak French every day and with the family. So English is my third language. And I can assure you that I'm absolutely convinced that in business of presentations, of seminars, one of the most important things is to make sure that there are no language barriers. 99.9% of the people that have attended my seminars are non-English native speakers. I am not an English native speaker, so I perfectly know what it is to having problems understanding somebody who speaks too fast or has a funny accent. So definitely I'm particularly careful with that, and as discussed recently at our last seminar in Germany, I think people all agreed that the language is definitely not a problem. So I hope that listening to me for a few minutes, you'll also be convinced that you can easily follow my presentations during the seminars. Of course, people are encouraged to ask questions, including clarifications about the language if they don't understand something. We try to keep the seminar groups manageable in terms of size, so that it's fully interactive and people can really feel free to ask questions or clarifications at any time. Now let's go back to the content. BIMS 1 is really a seminar dedicated to the injection molding process, not specifically to the simulation. I know that many participants, not the majority, but the part of the participants will come from the world of simulation, and they're of course welcome, and I'm pretty sure that they will find a lot of valuable information that will help them interpret the results of the simulation that they do for a job. But definitely the training is about injection molding, which means that it should be of interest to a much, much wider public. In Denmark, where we have most of our sessions, and about 50% of the people I have trained so far are coming from Denmark, I would say that only a very small fraction of the attendance comes from the simulation side of the business. Most of the people would be mechanical designers, project leaders, material specialists, PhD students, even professors, all sorts of people gravitating around the world of plastic parts. So don't be afraid to attend the session if you're not a specialist in simulation, because definitely the training is not about simulation, but really about injection molding. We start essentially for a couple of hours introducing rheology and heat transfers, which are essential to understand this process. And then we slowly get into the details of the process, from the filling phase with associated problems, wet lines, surface issues. We continue with the packing, explaining the origins of shrinkage, and we finish, of course, with warpage and residual stresses. And hopefully at the end of the training, everyone will be able to understand why things happen the way they do in injection molding, whether you're dealing with amorphous, crystalline, unfilled, or filled polymers. BIMS 2 is really about the mechanical properties. Although the philosophy of the two seminars is to try to explain all the complexities in very simple words, BIMS 2 is probably a little bit more scientific in content, but we still try to start from scratch, I would say, and help everyone get into the deep complexities of polymer physics, making sure that after the session people have a much better understanding of failure of plastic parts, what is creep, what is stress cracking, what is physical aging of polymers, what is a ductile failure, what is a brittle failure, etc., etc. So please don't be afraid to join. We have sessions in several countries. This message is really intended mostly for our German customers, because that is the country where I heard about these issues of language barrier that might be an obstacle for people to join. And I really want to make it very clear that although the seminar content can be complex at times in terms of science, I make my best to simplify the physics, and I definitely am very careful with the language to make sure that everyone can follow my presentations. Most of the things I say, for instance, in BIMS 1 are also written in the slides you will get. Thank you very much for listening, and I hope to see you soon in a coming session.